Adam Lanza walked into Sandy Hook Elementary at 9:35 that morning. He drove there after fatally shooting his mother Nancy at their home in Newtown. Lanza was wearing black military-style gear, including a bulletproof vest and mask. The kids were listening to their morning announcements over the PA when they heard shots in the background. Over 100 rounds were set off, and in the end, Lanza turned the gun on himself. Many of the teachers deemed heroes. Some took bullets, some told their kids to grab a friend and head out to a nearby fire station, while others locked their kids in closets or bathrooms.
All these parents were waiting for their children to come out. They thought that they were, you know, still alive. There's 20 parents that were just told that their children are dead. It was awful.
And U.S. President Barack Obama addressed the nation in tears that day.
As a country, we have been through this too many times, whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin or a movie theater in Aurora or a street corner in Chicago. These neighborhoods are our neighborhoods, and these children are our children.
The killings have brought forward a hefty debate about gun control and mental health care in the U.S. Anita Bath, News 1130.